0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global bucket! Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden!
Yes!
Jesse Diggins,
yes!
To the line!
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Diggins!
Goal!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Brad Burnell gets win number 300. Navy takes down Army 17-16. Mendoza takes home the Heisman, and Patrick Mahomes tears his ACL. A busy Monday show, so let's go. Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, December the 15th, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Reaction Monday. What you think? What you think of the college football weekend and bowl games, Heisman Trophy? What do you think of the college basketball weekend? Clemson winning Brad Burnell's 300th game. Lady Tigers get a win last night. What did you think of the NFL? Phillip Rivers coming back. What did you think of Patrick Mahomes and the injury and the Chiefs being eliminated? What did you think of this weekend? Army-Navy game, obviously. So a lot to get into here on a busy Monday show, Reaction Monday show, getting ready for Clemson South Carolina basketball tomorrow night, getting you ready for college football playoffs Friday and Saturday night. The guy that will guide us through this, the expertise of Mr. Will Clinton. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Good to be here. Good to see you.
Good. You have 19 degrees in my car. Here, I'm looking at 20 right now. And thank goodness the wind's not blowing at all. No wind right now. Very seldom you see 0 miles per hour in the wind. But that's a good thing.
Thank goodness.
Yes. If you want to start the show off with some good news, I do have good news for you. High of only 42 today. That's not good news. 58 tomorrow. 61 on Wednesday. Then it's going to rain on Thursday, 58. Then 57, 53. On Sunday, 64. Next week, 61, 61. New Year's Eve, 66. Christmas Eve, 66. Christmas Day, 64. Day after Christmas, 66, and we got those days off, 61, 58, 59.
Okay.
My man, the weather guy. Dude, I am absolutely loving this. I think that is awesome. I have a longer range forecast for you that we can get to, too, is talk about warm weather, which is great. So, makes me in a great mood. How's life over there?
It's going.
You
it's
were
going.
Sick last week.
Yeah, sick to end the week and over the weekend, but a recovery weekend, and I'm feeling much better today.
I'm glad to hear
so
that.
So far, so good at least.
Good, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that for sure. Segment two, what are we going to do today?
I want to look at a little bit of college football.
All right, let's do it.
Don't have many weeks left to do that.
Let's do that. We had bowl games this weekend. We're getting all that coming up. I want to first start the show by saying our condolences to George Bennett's family. Known his family for many years, and I will tell you, he is, as Graham Neff, someone, no one epitomized a Clemson man more than George Bennett. And a gentleman, a man that was extremely kind to me, him and his entire family has been extremely kind to me through the years. And really, a guy, if you think about a career and what he meant, man, what a life that he lived. He passed away on Friday at the age of 92, or Saturday, maybe. Friday, age of 92, Saturday, I'm sorry. And a man that came here as a student in the 50s and became the assistant athletic director in charge of fundraising and the executive director of IPTE for many years, and a guy that was athletic director, assistant vice president at Vanderbilt, and athletic director at Furman, and just did so many wonderful things. My son knows him as a movie star because he was in the movies with the safety movie. And so, our thoughts and prayers go out to Nancy and Jeff and Bonnie and all their grandchildren. Just what a life he lived. And it was a pleasure for me to know him. And again, our prayers are out to the Bennett family. But what a life that George Bennett lived. He would have been very, very proud of later that day with Clemson winning their 300th basketball game under Brad Brunell. Kind of a struggle win, but that's okay. You know, you're going to get some of those. Tigers played much better in the second half after trailing by 6 in the first half. Came back to outscore Mercer 37-24 to take the 70-63 win. In this one, you had double digits from Dylan Hunter with 15, double digits from Nick Davidson with 12, 10 points from Porter, 10 points from Zach Foster continues to come around. He had almost 19 minutes of playing time the other day. Tigers won the battle in the paint. The Tigers won. Again, we always talk about this rebounding, 36-26 rebounding difference there for Clemson. So a nice win. Now Clemson and South Carolina tomorrow night. Tigers and Gamecocks. So I'll tell you what, South Carolina, it's been a quiet basketball season for the Gamecocks. They're 7-3. I will tell you about that, what they've done so far in the season. We'll get used to that, get ready for sure. College football, in the Army-Navy game, Navy wins just an unbelievable battle between those two teams. What an emotional roller coaster between those two teams. Navy wins that one 17-16 to get a good win there. Bowl games from this past Saturday, from yesterday, 2 days ago, you had 4 overtime win. South Carolina State beating Prairie View in a thriller in Atlanta, 40-38. They finished at 10-3. So great season for the Bulldogs. Washington destroys Boise State in the Chris Peterson Bowl, aka the Buckle Up LA Bowl, the last LA Bowl we have, 38-10. This week you have Tuesday night, Troy and Jacksonville State in the Veterans Bowl from down at Montgomery. On Wednesday, you have Old Dominion, South Florida down in Orlando. You have Louisiana and Delaware from Mobile, Alabama. Thursday night, you have Missouri State and Arkansas State from Frisco, Texas. Friday night, Kennesaw State, Western Michigan, Friday at noon, I should say, 11 o'clock. Then Friday afternoon, Memphis, NC State. And then Friday night, we've got Alabama, Oklahoma, college football playoffs. Saturday is Miami A&M, Tulane, Ole Miss, James Madison, and Oregon also have the semifinals of the FCS stuff. So Montana, Montana State, and Illinois State, and Villanova. So a busy week for college basketball and college football this week. Rest of college basketball world, number one Arizona absolutely destroyed Alabama. This game is just I can't get over what we saw. And Arizona going to Birmingham on the road, neutral site game in the CM Newton Classic. But they win this one 96-75. Arizona, number one team in the country. Michigan continues to roll. Look what Michigan's doing in basketball and just blowing people out. The number two team in the country beat Maryland 101-83. Sixth ranked Purdue, seventh ranked Houston. 8th-ranked Gonzaga. Gonzaga beat UCLA in a battle of ranked teams. 9th-ranked Michigan State, 10th-ranked BYU all win. 11th-ranked Louisville won. Nebraska got a huge win. Nebraska's undefeated, 11-0. They're ranked 23rd in the country. They went to Illinois and got an 83-80 victory. And they're one of the stories of college basketball so far. Besides that, battle of ranked teams, 17th-ranked Arkansas beat 16th-ranked Texas Tech, 93-86. Nice win there. Kansas came to Raleigh and in overtime in a raucous crowd Will Wade's team goes to 7-4. They fall to 19th ranked Kansas, 77-76. So a little college basketball. We can get more into that a little later on. Heisman Trophy this weekend. Fernando Mendoza, Indiana, wins it. Pavia second, Love third, Sayan fourth. Fernando Mendoza becomes the first Indiana player to win the Heisman Trophy and gives really a look at two totally different personalities. As we would expect, a lot of respect gained for him with his how he handled himself all weekend long. And then the Pavia stuff. I think Pavia really, really hurt himself. I know Vanderbilt fans don't want to hear that, but somebody needs to – he got out of hand for Diego Pavia through all of that. NFL weekend. I thought – obviously, Patrick Mahomes' injury is the story of the NFL weekend, and now the Chiefs lose. He's out for the year, and they're eliminated from the playoffs. Feels like everything that could go wrong went wrong. Now the Chiefs fall to 6-8. The Bears moved to 10-4 with a dominating victory over the Browns. Other storylines, the Bills got a great win against the Patriots. The Bills moved to 10-4. They won at New England, who fell to 11-3. I was playing golf all weekend long, and my partner's a big Giants fan, so I had to struggle through the Giants' loss to the Commanders yesterday. Eagles dominated the Raiders, no surprise there. Jaguars 10-4 with a 48-20 victory over the Jets. Nice win there. We saw the Texans double up the Cardinals. Broncos got a really good win at home. They moved to 12-2. They beat the Packers 34-26. One of the games of the weekend, Rams 41-34 victory over the Lions. Panthers, man, had a great chance this weekend to take a great step forward. Couldn't do it down in New Orleans. Saints win that one 22-17. Nice victory for the 49ers over the Titans. They moved to 10-4. The Seahawks, who beat Phillip Rivers and the Colts, Phillip Rivers didn't do a whole lot in that game. But the Seahawks win that one 18-16. And then last night, in case you didn't stay up and see it, Vikings take a lot of sizzle out of the Cowboys season. Vikings go to Dallas and get a 34-26 victory there. Besides that, we're going to talk a little bit about the private equity stuff today, which is concerning to me. We can get to the preview in the college football playoffs a little bit, preview in South Carolina Clemson a little bit. We've got an awful lot to do here on a busy Monday show. Can't wait to talk some college football in segment two with Will Clinton. Hey, before we do that, I want to tell you about our friends over at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. We talk about triple stacking now at Blue Ridge, and now to take advantage of the tax code, man, we're getting there towards the end of the year now. So we got this, we're halfway through the month of December. And I want to remind you that this is a triple stack. You can say that by tax credits that you're going to get, energy tax credits you can get, which is really, really amazing. Now with the Armstrong heating or Armstrong unit you're going to have, you're going to save money there with their savings on equipment. They've got some 2.5 ton heat pumps that they can limit the supply of those, affordable options. And then you get the 60 months of no financing or $2,000 upfront rebate. So you can triple stack your savings right now. Tax credits, financial rebate savings, and the lower equipment costs. How do you do it? You call Blue Ridge Heating and Air, or you go to BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com today. Love my friends at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Blue Ridge Heating and Air Engineered Comfort Solutions. We'll take a short break. We will come back and start Reaction Monday off with segment two with Will Clinton's reaction to college football right after this.
How can you make her holiday truly special? By giving some Christmas magic from Turner's Jewelers. The perfect necklace, earrings, or watch will make her season bright. Choose from a variety of breathtaking collections. Or melt her heart with a spectacular Turner's custom jewelry design. Of course, Santa could decide to leave a dazzling engagement ring under the tree. Your special holiday begins at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. more than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, doubledogvideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Tiger fans, crawl space and basement issues are not a DIY project. You need trained, licensed pros who know what your home truly needs and are qualified to do the work. At Crawlspace Medic, our Clemson alum team delivers honest assessments, clear communication, and long-lasting repairs. From moisture and mold to structural issues, we fix the real problem without upselling our fellow Tigers. Keep your home and the air you breathe safe. Call Crawlspace Medic and schedule your free inspection today.
Enjoy elevated living at Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson, starting in the mid-300s. Customize versatile one- and two-story home plans with luxury design selections in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. The pool amenity opens next year, along with natural walking trails. Live close to Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, shopping in Anderson, and enjoy quick access to I-85. Sunrise encompasses convenience and lifestyle in a convenient location. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to discover elevated living in the upstate.
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Service in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Service build it for you. Golf Cart Service is your authorized club car dealer in the upstate, where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more, or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your club car Onward today and really enjoy life.
Hey guys, the holidays and new year are right around the corner. It's time to shed those extra pounds, get back in the gym. At Low Country Mail, our concierge plans start at around $7 a day and include testosterone, unlimited doctor visits, prescription management, and much, much more. With 9 locations in the Southeast and 10 years in business, come see why we are the most trusted TRT clinic in the South. Make men men again. Book today at lowcountrymail.com.
Are you renovating your home or business? Greer Flooring Center has a large selection of quality flooring products at competitive prices. What sets us apart is the large team of experienced consultants and local installers that know the product, can answer your questions, and stay with you through the entire process, from design, selection, installation, and even beyond. Greer Flooring Center stands behind your experience. Visit us at GreerFlooringCenter.com.
At Ben Mason Insurance, we don't just provide insurance, we offer peace of mind to our upstate community. Whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, or life insurance, we're dedicated to safeguarding what matters most. Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Hey, don't be a Grinch.
Merry Christmas.
Your team might be 3-9, 6-6, 9-3, or 12-0 this season.
Oh yeah, our Christmas tree is all about our favorite sports team.
But it's still the most wonderful time of the year. Yes, we are your source for sports talk this holiday season. 105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar.
ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town.
So, she works. Playing this golf tournament this weekend, right? And one of the guys I'm playing with has been a guy that's been trees and doing a lot of stuff for a long time. And he goes, "Hey, man, tell me about Eric Snyder. Good guy." I went, "Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah." And I said, "This is an interesting guy, a great businessman, great leader of men." And so, you know, one of my things is that Eric Snyder's the kind of business leader that would be successful no matter what business he's in. He happens to be in the tree business. And so, one of the things I should have talked to my buddy about, I didn't, but it was like the spotted lantern fly invasion or bug treatments or what to look for when it comes to when to prune for winter storms and get all that out there. The growth regulator, shrubs and all these kind of things. And look, the Snyder experience is like so many companies that we talk about here. Like you got an issue, you make a phone call, the issue goes to sleep. Like it's gone. It's done. And you don't worry about this ever again. And so many times I think of trees. I asked Eric this one time on the air. We were talking about it, or during a commercial, talked about it. Like, talk to me about your commercial aspect of your business. He goes, "Well, trees don't care if it's your home or your business. They're going to grow where they're going to grow." And so, you know, the corporate sponsor, or corporate partners like Clemson University, like so many municipalities in the upstate South Carolina and up in the Charlotte area and the Asheville area, they know what to do. The business parks and mom and pop stores and municipalities, like I said, and all that, they do a great job of all that. And still hiring to this day. Eric still wants to hire, and still his business grows. Think about Snyder Tree Care, 833-4MYTREE, snydertree.com. Love those great friends, and can give my highest endorsement to a good guy like Eric Snyder. Segment two with Mr. Will Clinton.
In the past week, some people might assume that we have a villain problem in college football. Too many guys just coming out being total jerks. I can say a lot of worse words to describe two in particular people that I'm thinking of. But instead of a villain problem, I think we have an issue of failing to learn from your predecessors. Failure to take an account cautionary tales that have presented themselves previously. I don't want to get too far in the weeds with what's going on in Michigan and Sherrone Moore. Read about it. It's not a pretty situation. But there's a lot of similar aspects from, well, several other coaches, in particular Mel Tucker, just down the road in Michigan State.
Yeah, right there in your arch rival. Could have done that.
Could have learned about it. Could have seen what not to do. Didn't happen. Now you got a whole big deal, somebody crashing out, and it's interesting watching it from afar, but it's not a pretty situation for anyone.
I'm glad we're not watching it from up close.
Yes, thank goodness. But one thing we did watch up close over the weekend was someone who is seemingly speedrunning the Johnny Manziel experience without a Heisman.
Yeah.
Diego Pavia was someone that I rooted for.
Me too. Past tense.
Yeah, past tense.
Yeah.
His talent speaks for itself.
Yeah.
I mean, no, second in the Heisman voting, that especially at Vanderbilt, that is an amazing accomplishment. But you know what? Johnny Manziel never came close to being as nasty as Pavia has been in front of cameras.
Manziel was likable. He was too much of a party animal and he had no self-discipline. But it never felt like the venomous. Right, and that's an edge. I get it. But the vitriol, is that the right word?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, I don't use that word very often. But that, you know what I'm saying? Like Manziel was like a free spirit guy, but he didn't take other people down with him. He just had fun And again, he had no self-control and a destructive lifestyle. But this guy takes a chip on the shoulder to a whole new level. And I guess you got to play with an edge, but his edge is the sharpest of edges and crossing the line edge, in my opinion.
Yeah, there is a fine line between cockiness and being arrogant and being a whiny, sore loser. And Diego Pavia has now crossed that line.
Yes.
It's really unfortunate. And in the fallout, because what essentially happened was after the Heisman ceremony, Pavia and his brothers, who remind me a lot of the Night of the Roxbury guys.
Yes! I forgot about those guys. I was trying to think the whole weekend what they looked like, what they do, and I'm like, yes, that's them, yes.
Will Ferrell, Chris Kattan, and oh my goodness. There's a third one that they threw in there, Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Anyway, they went out after the Heisman ceremony, after they lost, and he had one of those LED signs that had a very explicit word followed by Indiana. And it's not like he didn't know the media was there. It's not like he didn't realize people were taking pictures. This was a choice that he made and knew he was going to be seen and associated with this.
I would just say this, like, it took such a shine off of the Vanderbilt program that they were this lovable program and this great story the last couple of years. And it, like, you know, there's a couple things there. You saw his brothers get arrested or whatever in Knoxville. You know, his mom's been in the forefront and all, and the celebrity status of all that. It almost feel like a Jersey Shores kind of thing to me a little bit too through that. But so it's like, yeah, and you know, we might have misunderstood them, didn't really know them, but it was kind of just a sidebar to things that were going on. And then when this happens, it's like, no, we really did know them. They were trying to show us all along. And it just, again, it just takes away, and it shouldn't, because Vanderbilt's more than just him, even though they really aren't. What? It just takes a huge, because we want to be, again, maybe I'm just trying to be just too romantical about it. Like, I wanted to believe. And now I got the guy dropping F-bombs. You see his tweet about F-bomb, the voters of the Heisman Trophy?
Yes.
Like, what?
And it took until 8:13 p.m. last night for him to come out and issue a very lengthy apology on Twitter. My guess is that his agent called him to correct course.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of things in here, just to paraphrase. I have a lot of respect for the Heisman voters and the selection process.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
I apologize for being disrespectful. It was a mistake. Fernando Mendoza is an elite competitor and a deserving winner of the award.
No. That's his lawyer that wrote all that.
Exactly. When are we going to learn? Has it been 10 years since Johnny Manziel?
Oh, Lord. Don't make me feel old.
We won't
learn through that. By the way, you know, one thing to think about, agent/lawyer does this stuff. You know, he's still a draft prospect. He's not a high draft pick prospect because he's only 6 foot tall. But he's projected anywhere from third to seventh round. And so if you're an NFL team, you know, we just saw this with Shedeur Sanders last year, that when you are first round pick, you can do things and you can say things, and the NFL is going to put up with you, and teams will invest in that. Like, if you're a great football player, you got a lot of rope, man. Like, you can do a lot of really bad things if you're an elite football player. But and he's elite at college, obviously. But if you're not a difference maker in the NFL, man, you don't get a very long leash. And I'm sure his agent is saying, "Bud, what are we doing? Are we trying to not get drafted? Are we trying to cost ourselves millions of dollars? Are we trying to tarnish our legacy forever? Are we trying to not have any endorsements? Because now, if you're, I'm trying to think of a local Nashville company, they're like, he went from hero. If you're like, if this happened, if Trevor Lawrence won the Heisman Trophy, and this happened, what's happened a little bit here with Deshaun Watson? Like, Clemson fans cringed when he kept hearing the Deshaun Watson stuff.
Well, you don't talk about him very often.
No, we don't talk about him at all. We don't talk about Bruno. But like, if you're a Vanderbilt fan, you know, and here's the thing. Clemson, like, okay, we'll talk about Trevor Lawrence instead. We'll talk about Christian Wilkins instead. We'll talk about Dexter Lawrence. Like, this is Vanderbilt football. This is it.
Who else do you have that's that level of?
How many people can name any other player on Vanderbilt right now? Right? You know Clark Lee. But they can't name who the other guys on the team are. And it just really takes a huge shine off the program. And shame, man, because it was such a great story.
Yeah.
Shameful.
At least he's letting us know who he actually is.
But here's the thing. He went through – well, he's kind of shown us throughout the year. We just didn't want to pay attention to it. You know, nobody – I mean, he did some dumb stuff. He said some stuff. He knows mom and his brothers and what they've been doing. They've been doing this. But this is who he is. Like, well, all he did Saturday night was we really paid more attention to him, and he really showed us who it is. The apology stuff like that, like you said, that's just his agent. That's just his lawyer writing some prepared statement.
Exactly.
Right. To cover up for who he really is.
It's way too easy to see through that.
Can you imagine, like, all right, I know you got a lot of stuff. Can you imagine being a Vanderbilt football fan, right? And you got a 6-year-old son. Let's call him Drake, not Jake. I mean, Jake, not Drake.
Okay.
But, like, we finally, like, you struggled all your life if on the football field as a Vanderbilt fan. Love baseball. You get some basketball once in a while, whatever. Man, we finally do it. And so you buy your son for Christmas a Diego Pavia jersey. And now you got to look at it and go, I don't know if you want to do this. I don't know.
It really spoils the underdog mentality, the Cinderella story.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
And what's unfortunate now is, like, now that's his story.
That's how it ends. Yeah.
Right. Not his on the field stuff. Second the Heisman Trophy. Leading Vanderbilt to unparalleled heights, all that could have been the story. But now the story is profanity-laced tirades online and on, you know, all throughout New York City. And I mean, just the you know, it's all premeditated. Like you said, the signs and stuff like he knew what to do. Anyway. Sad.
It's only exasperated by the fact that turns out Fernando Mendoza, a very likable guy.
Yeah, that's the opposite. Like, this guy, and you've seen his interviews all year long. Mm-hmm. Like, this guy is the guy. This guy's I heard or read somewhere online that future Senator Fernando Mendoza won the Heisman Trophy. And look at the difference in the moms, right? Look at Pavia's mom and what she's done, how she's acted throughout. And look at Mendoza's mom. Like, you can tell through all that. But future Senator Fernando Mendoza. What a speech, man. What a guy.
Not familiar with Mendoza's mom, but I'll do some research.
Yeah. Yeah. She had this, it's almost like cheesy video message the other day, or something. It might have been an interview of how proud we are of you. You know, it's just wholesome. And it's bad that I got to say cheesy, because, you know, it was like, to me, it's a little bit like almost over the top of just how nice a people they are. But I think they are.
Oh, she has multiple sclerosis.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
How about that? What a story then, huh?
Yep.
I mean, what a story. And but like, you could tell, like, the way he was raised. Well, we talk about families all the time, parents all the time. We talk about dads all the time on the show. I mean, Goodness gracious. Right? Goodness gracious. Anyway. But Texas said he's not wrong about the voters, but you can't say that. No. Mendoza was the better player this year. Mendoza did it, and Mendoza led his team to the number one team in the country. Now, Mendoza had the better year than Paffia had. I'm sorry. He did. And by the way, I would have voted Jeremiah Love. But Mendoza deserved it more than Paffia deserved it on the field. So, anyway. Interesting weekend. Did I steal any other thunder from your...
You did not.
Okay.
But thank you.
All right. Short break. Let's come back. I want to know what you think reaction Monday. I'm interested to know, to hear what others took from the weekend. You could take the Clemson basketball, you know, kind of a struggle win, 300th win. By the way, Brad Brunell, top 10 all-time winning coaches in the ACC now. You can take the Army-Navy game. You can take the Heisman Trophy stuff. You can take the bowl game, South Carolina State and Washington winning. You can take the unbelievable wins by, say Arizona in basketball. You can take the NFL weekend, the Mahomes stuff, the Philip Rivers stuff. I'm interested to see what people thought the big story from the weekend was. We'll find out. Short break, Reaction Monday, phone lines, text lines right after this.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones, like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Buying health insurance for the first time? Don't put all your info online. The scammers won't stop. But don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at BLOCHAVEN.com.
When your motors stop, your production does too. That's why companies like EMCOR rely on Industrial Motor Service.
Excellent customer service and highly knowledgeable staff. Taylor and the team are extremely quick to respond with solutions. I highly recommend Industrial Motor Service for all your motor needs.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service, keeping your business moving.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
It's Christmas time in the Upstate, and what a great time for the Toyota of Easleyathon. With special rates and holiday bonus cash, it is time to put that new Toyota under your tree. A great example is the Toyota BZ. With 0% for 72 months and an extra $3,500 in bonus cash, you can be hauling your family around in style. Toyota of Easley, your one-stop shop for stylish vehicles at a great low price. Stop by 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway or shop online at toyotaofeasley.com.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Leaning trees or branches hanging too close to your home? Even a small shift could mean big trouble when storms hit. At Franklin Tree Service, they believe in taking a proactive approach. Their expert team can assess your trees, remove any potential hazards, and prevent future damage before it's too late. Whether it's removing leaning trees, trimming overhanging limbs, or thinning out your yard, Franklin Tree Service keeps your property safe year-round, fully insured and committed to top-quality work. Call today, 864-947-9065.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersSleep.com.
The Roar.
You guys are the number one sports station because you make the phones light up.
Where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Roosters, Roosters MGC Plaza on Pelham, Pelham Road in Greenville. They want to cut your hair, men. Haircut like a man. Roosters Men's Grooming Center. Do it. If you've got some big parties to go to, you got somebody to impress. I wonder how many ladies that Will Clanton has to buy Christmas gifts for, besides nieces and sisters and moms and all that. Anyway, get in touch with our great friends at Roosters. Get cleaned up, man. Get all tidied up over there. Get the straight razor shave, the back of the neck razor shave. I'm not sure. Well, here's one way to look at it. Today would be a good day to go because you're not going to be doing anything outside. And so you get it out of the way, and then you can get this great 60-degree weather for the rest of December. So do it. Get it tidied up. Go by and see my great friends at Roosters. Roosters MGC Plaza on Pelham, Pelham Road app. Gift certificates, website. Do it. 654-ROAR is our number. Got a bunch of folks on the Adams Co. Roofing text line. An early call from Chad in Columbia, one game season Chad, on the road early this morning. What do we owe this to?
Yeah, I got a trainee. I got to pick him up at 7:15 in Greenville. Mick,
hold on. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you about the trainee, though.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good dude, you're dreading it, you're liking it, like, you know.
I mean, definitely kind of dreading it, but I mean, they pay me extra to be with him for the week, so.
All right.
But yeah, he just kind of shadows me all week. So basically, the only thing I pretty much have to do is pick him up at the hotel every morning and then drop him off.
A lot of local guys.
You know, I mean, like, I'm. Correct, yeah, he's from Tampa. And so it's probably my, like, eighth or tenth one of the year. And so he'll be down in Tampa.
Well, it's interesting that, like, they go to the best to get the train the best, like the elite that you are.
I mean, you could say that, Mick.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
But, you know, like, I'm so used to being able to listen to the radio when I want to or call in when I want to.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. I had a training one time, Mick, and I called you, and he didn't know what I was doing. Like, we were literally leaving downtown Greenville heading to AMS. And so then as soon as I hang up, I turn the station on, and he's like, oh, my God, I didn't know what you were doing. It was, like, my first day with him.
You got to break them in, man.
That up today.
Yeah, that's great. That's
great. But, hey, Mick, Clark Lee, Biggest Loser of the weekend. And so think about all, like, highbrow Vandy graduates, you know, in their cashmere watching the Heisman, you know, probably having Christmas parties, and they see that dude, they're like, all right, this football thing ain't worth it anymore. You know, like,
back to baseball.
This is conduct unbecoming.
Back to baseball.
Nick, so I wonder if Dabo watching the presentation, this is the fourth Heisman in a row that a transfer portal player won, okay? Mm-hmm. And then three of the four players, you know, finalists were all transfer portal guys. Think that resonated with all with Dabo? I want to get your thoughts on the list.
Thank you, Chad. I spent all weekend long. So, again, I played in this golf tournament this weekend, and, like, everybody comes up to me. Hey, what do you think? What do you think? What's Dabo going to do? He's going to take a portal quarterback? I don't know. But everybody's like, he can't. I was telling you, the one thing I know about Dabo is he is extremely optimistic. It's not his biggest trait. Competitiveness is his biggest trait. Authenticity is his biggest trait. I mean, some of those. But yeah, he wants to see, like, he's overvalues his hand sometimes in seeing this the positive side of everybody. And that's a great trait to have. It does come with a little negative side of it. And because everybody talked to me, Vecina can't do it. You got to, and Vecina might be, you know, he might could do it. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Let me say this too, because I thought about this all weekend long. When you start diving into it, I mean, John Mateer had a terrible season. John Mateer, who they paid $2 or $3 million for, $3 or $4 million for at Oklahoma, and they got the coordinator as well. He had 12 touchdowns and 10 picks this year. I gave Sellers a hard time for having a bad year. You know, I gave Klubnik a hard time this year for having a bad year. They played better than Mateer. Mateer had a bad, bad year. 2,500 yards, 62% completion percentage, 12 touchdowns, 10 picks. He had 416 yards rushing and 7 touchdowns. I mean, to put that in perspective, as bad as Cade Klubnik was, and we got on Cade all year long, Klubnik, 66% completion percentage, 2,700 yards, 16 touchdowns, 6 picks. He had a better year than Mateer. Klubnik only had 107 yards rushing, but he had 4 touchdowns, so... He had a better year. On Sellers, we gave Lenore Sellers a hard time about not having the kind of year that we thought. Lenore Sellers on this season, make sure I'm not saying this, 60%, so a little bit lower there, 2,400 yards, a few less passing yards, 13 touchdowns, 8 picks, very similar there, and then 270 yards and 5 touchdowns. But those guys had these awful years, and yet Mateer, he didn't do anything. My point is, and Mateer's a better runner than Vecina. But the reason that Oklahoma is in the college football playoffs hosting this weekend is because they give up 13 to LSU. They give up 6 to Missouri. They give up 21 to Bama on the road. They give up 27 to Tennessee on the road. Like, they held South Carolina to 7. They shut out Kent State. They held Auburn to 17, Temple to 3, Michigan to 13, Illinois State to 3. And their losses, they gave up 23 to Texas, but only scored 6. Ole Miss did put up 34 on them. But my point is, like, if you can take all that money and dump it on defense and tell me you're going to have an elite Brent Venables-style defense, then maybe you can live with that. The other thing is that guys do get better, right? Like, we have seen guys make jumps, and maybe Christopher Vecina can make a jump. However, my point is that when you look at it and you see it, like, the arm strength and the, like, the foot speed stuff, like, it's not – I don't want to go into a season if I got to depend on that, especially at that position. You don't have to have a great quarterback to have a great season.
But it makes things so much easier.
It's a risk. And again, I mentioned this many times, and a couple of guys that heard me say on the radio this weekend, a couple didn't, and talked about it. And of the scenarios that are out there, in the tree of you take one or you don't take one, right? In the scenarios of you take a transfer portal guy, well, two things can happen there. either he wins the battle at quarterback or he loses the battle at quarterback. All right? And two things can happen each one of those. He could have a successful season or an unsuccessful season. So the idea of the eight outcomes that can happen, let's say you take the transfer quarterback and has a great winning season. He beats out Vecina and has a great season. Dabo could say, well, I did what you told me to do. I adapted. I did it. That's a win. He takes the transfer quarterback. Quarterback beats him out, and he doesn't have a good season. Well, I tried to do what you told me to do. It didn't work out. He still wins. Wasn't his fault. He takes the transfer quarterback. He gets beat out by Vecina. Vecina has a great year. I tried it your way. My instincts are right. I still win. He takes the transfer quarterback. Vecina beats that transfer quarterback. Vecina doesn't win. Hey, I tried it your way. My guy was still better. We didn't win. He still wins. If he doesn't take the transfer quarterback, there's only two scenarios. You win or you don't win. If you win, he says, hey, I tried to tell you so. My gut instincts worked. If you lose, it's all on you. There is no insurance policy. It's all on you. And that is a heck of a risk to take, man. So, again, it is not outside the realm of possibility that Christopher Messina wins the job and improves and has a good season. That's not outside the realm of possibility. That can happen. It's also not outside the realm of possibility that even if he doesn't improve a lot, that your defense, if you put a bunch of money into it and go get, because you have to, I mean, look, you can't go into next year, I'm sorry, but you can't go into next year and have Griffin and Webb and Wilkerson and Hannafin and Billings and Keenan and Kelly and Dixon and Oliver and like, that can't be guys that are playing minutes, playing snaps in a second. You just can't have that, I'm sorry. So you go get a bunch of defensive backs, and you go get some depth at linebacker, and you go get a defensive end and maybe another defensive tackle, and you had this Venables type, because I do believe in Tom Allen, this Venables type of defense, and you can have a great year. But to your point, Will, this makes it so much easier if you're really good at quarterback. Makes it so much easier. So I didn't realize, the last four Heisman Trophy winners, transfers. One of the things that while not taking transfers, you're protecting, because I know Dad was so protective of the culture that he has built. But Mendoza only enhanced the culture at Indiana. One of the guys people are talking about now is the Harvard quarterback. Two-time national FCS player of the year, Walter Payton Award finalist, NFL draft prospect. Like, I can't see this guy from Harvard coming in and being a drain on your culture. So outside of spending some dollars at quarterback, what's the downside? That I don't get to say, I told you so? Is it that important to say, I told you so? Or was it more important to make the roster better, man? I got to go do this. Begging. You got to do this. I am so ready for January the 15th. I don't want to wish my life away, but in 1 month, we'll know the answer to that. So we don't have to say hypothetically, what do you think they're going to do? What do you think they're going to do? I don't know. But it's just a risk. And it's a risk that you don't have to take. A lot of times, like, you're back into a corner like, oh, I got to take this. I got to take this risk. And what we're told is, and I don't know this, but what we're told is that, like, a lot of people in the building feel the same way that we feel. We'll see. Long off season if you don't go that route, by the way. Hey, my great friends, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. My good friend Will Clanton says you need three estimates when it comes to your mortgage. If one of your three is Prime Lending, I guarantee you'll select these good folks. These are good people, the best rates, and the best customer service. Make them one of your three. See about your refinance and rates going down. See about a remodeling, or see about your new home, PrimeLendingSC.com. If you're on hold, hang on. Hour number two coming up right after this.